Unit 10, page 76. Listening. Multiple matching. You will hear five people talking about learning. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the subjects A to F what each speaker talks about. Speaker 1.
We did it at school, but I didn't like it much. In fact, it would be fair to say I hated it. I now think that had more to do with my attitude to things like that than anything else. You know how it is when you're a teenager. You don't want people to see that you're too keen on things. When we went away on holiday to Italy last year, I decided I'd give it another try, and I really love it now. I have private lessons twice a week, and I'm really improving. My serve and backhand are still a bit weak, but at least I can hit the ball. My girlfriend and I play most weekends, and my coach says I could even enter a tournament next year if I feel like it.
Speaker 2.
At the beginning, everyone I knew did a course of some kind. We went to classes for 3 hours a day, every day for 2 weeks. And the instructor was really good. He always gave us some homework, and then at the beginning of the next class, we'd check it through. That way, we could all discuss whatever problems we'd had at home. I can remember him saying that the speed of the computer was an important thing to think about when choosing one to buy. And now I've learned how to use it properly, I'm often frustrated because the one I have at home is just too slow, even though I don't use it for work.
Speaker 3.
It was a distance training programme, so I only had a week of classes right at the beginning of the course. The rest of the time we followed the course manual. It was really excellent. It was divided into 20 units with lots of practice tasks and exercises you could correct yourself. It provided lots of information, but it also told you where to look for more, both in libraries and on the internet. We had 6 assignments which we sent by email, and the various subject tutors replied with really helpful comments. They obviously spent a long time reading and thinking about our work. Even so, at the end, when they asked us for our opinions about the course, I'm pretty sure everyone mentioned the manual. It really was first class.
Speaker 4.
It was in the second year of my law degree, right at the beginning, because we were having a party to welcome new students. I was talking to a group of friends, and someone had just said something funny, so I was laughing. Suddenly, someone tapped me on the shoulder, and it was her. I couldn't believe it. She explained she had decided to go back to studying, and was going to study law as well. A real change from languages for her. Some people I went to school with used to be terrified of her, but I really admired her. She treated us like adults, and she was almost the only one who did. I suppose that's why I learnt so much in her classes.
Speaker 5.
It was a compulsory course in reading in the second year, and then you could continue if you wanted and do more specialised courses on writing and speaking. A lot of people didn't bother with the optional courses because they were more interested in subjects that were more closely connected with psychology. But I wanted to go on and do research, and I knew that it would be essential. They say that 90% of the world's scientific publications, books and articles, are in English, and for conferences, it's vital. Even if you memorize your presentation, you still have to talk to people about it afterwards. And you can talk to people socially. I've never regretted studying it.
Now listen to the recording again.